Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Andre from the Opinionated Podcast, and I just want to remind you that we are live every Sunday on our Facebook page, and you can find us wherever you stream your music at the Opinionated Podcast. We drop a new episode every Tuesday. So remember to like, share, comment, and don't forget to subscribe. Enjoy the show.
Today's sponsor is brought to you by the ladies at Ideas Unlimited. You got a birthday party you need thrown? Maybe a baby shower, a wedding party, a divorce party. These ladies got everything you need. They make everything custom to your liking. Centerpieces, backdrops, the custom balloon arches. You need a throne chair? They got you. You want to look fly on the 360 booth? They got you. They also do custom treats. You want a bag of Doritos with your face on it? A Snicker bar with your face on it? They got you. Hit these ladies up for all your party needs. They're on Facebook and Instagram. Ideas Unlimited. This is the Opinionated Podcast. We never do anything professional, but these ladies do.
So look. So, all right, I was wrong.
Go ahead.
The same actor actually plays Wolverine, but some of the other actors died.
Man, that nigga's listen, talking about
the
new...
He's the same dude!
You hear how he talks? I'm going to kill you, bub.
Bro,
nah,
he's the same
Wolverine
guy.
Sounded fine to me.
Yeah, Kev just hated
when he was watching that.
If you're going to be mad,
I'm watching that shit. I'm like, yo, Wolverine... The new X-Men is cool. 97 X-Men. It just Wolverine sounded fucked up. I don't know what kind of shit they got Magneto on. He's supposed to be
he's not
like
gay, bro. What do you like?
I don't know.
What's going on?
Talking about Charles and he was in my head and I loved him. Then he got them fucking thigh high fucking gloves on to his fucking biceps. Like, what the fuck is
thigh-high
that?
Thigh high gloves is crazy. Thigh high gloves is absolutely fucking insane.
Yeah, that's crazy.
The same dude who plays Professor X is on The Walking Dead in this joint.
That nigga, I don't know if y'all know him. That nigga's the fucking GOAT. That nigga plays the Red Skull. He plays mad shit.
The dude who plays Professor X?
Yes, he's getting a lot of money.
Oh, I didn't know that. He's good in The Walking Dead. He lost his arm in The Walking Dead or lost his hand. He'd be punching people with the motherfucking, he got a spiked ball on his hand like that. What the fuck? Malice or some shit.
Nigga ain't lose that paycheck.
People live with that shit. Yo, he did not. Ooh. And The Walking Dead probably gave him a hefty one, too.
He's, yeah. Absolutely.
Congratulations. Get the right money.
Dude. For some reason, I can't find a way to make my shit. Go ahead. Keep going. I'll fuck y'all up.
I mean, I'm saying other shit about that. I mean, it's cool about this little X-Men. Going back, because I'm going back to that shit. What the fuck? What's so funny?
You'll be hearing Dre. That's what your problem is now, bro. You'll be paying the fucking attention.
Because a nigga throws slick shit going in while I'm talking.
That's he the said point. It before you said anything, though. That's the thing about it. He said, all right, let me hurry up. I'll fuck y'all up. And Cam gonna say, all right.
Accept it. This nigga got these fucking... What's up with your glasses, dog? Are those prescription glasses?
I was gonna ask, Joe.
Which just make you look fucking better.
I mean, I do like the way they make me look sometimes if I'm wearing like a little bit, you know, more classier clothes. But so I stare at a computer screen for fucking... A long time. And by the end of the day, my fucking eyes are like, feel like they've been burned out of my fucking head. So I ordered some blue blocker glasses, like to block the blue light. And hopefully these help. I haven't tried them, so I'm trying them now. But when I tell you, you don't think so. And anybody who stares at a computer screen will tell you, staring at a computer screen for that long, by the end of the day, you just want to go home and rest your eyes. Like, you want to go sleep. Even though you're not tired, you just want to close your eyes.
Yeah. I would, listen, I kind of feel you, but I thought your eyes would be better all the fucking internet porn you used to fucking watch. I thought you'd be fucking great at staring at a computer all fucking day.
I'm just guessing
it's two blind. Different things.
That's what we're doing? We're going there, right? Like, that's, you decided no game plan, just go directly there. All right. Hey. Well, let me go ahead and disprove what you're saying. No one looks on the computer at porn other than you. It's all phone, and you should be looking for only about maybe 20 to 30 minutes. How long do you look at porn?
I just watch porn just to watch.
20 to 30 minutes in one session?
Yo, just watching, just going to the site just to see what's new is crazy. Yeah, you have no goal in mind. You just go there to see what they got this week. Oh, wow. What kind of anime porn they got this week? What they got Invincible doing?
I do not watch no anime porn. That's some kids do. Kids be in anime porn and shit just be all fucking... Like, anime porn doesn't make sense because anime doesn't make sense. You got these... Let's go.
Because
you got these Japanese motherfuckers, because that's what anime come from, Japan. All the women got these big ass titties. They dudes is supposed to, all of them is fucking hung like a fucking horse. And all their eyes is oval. None of these things qualify for what a fucking actual Japanese person looks like. Ooh. It's rare that you see ones with big titties.
I love the racism.
God, give a fuck. You gotta love racism. Listen, this is a fucking... So who's doing another? Somebody else podcast was doing that. This is the shit they do on their podcast. Doing that, the smallest penises in the world by average, and fucking Asians was up there, man. They was in like the top five categories.
Where the fuck are we going with this?
Anime is not realistic with their fucking porn.
Whenever you ever see, has to drive the bus, yo. He's guaranteed to drive us off a cliff.
All the way off.
Yeah.
And then he'll jump out and try to get a parachute. I'm just saying, man.
I'm just saying.
Dre, you were saying this the other day. No, I wasn't, bro.
Y'all didn't be scared. Like, yo, listen, I think cancel culture is over with, man. I think we got to end that shit, man. I think we really do. I think we just need to go back to how America was.
Sure, buddy.
I'm just saying.
Great again.
I do listen.
Yeah, great. Listen. The more I listen to Donald Trump, sometimes I'm like,
you no. Know,
it's like, you I know, never you know just. You just look at
I
him
didn't
like
him say, at, but he about to go to jail like a nigga. He kind of got out.
I'm just saying, Donald Trump made CNN news fucking. Like, you turned into that shit because you just wanted to hear the jokes coming out of this motherfucking mouth. The dumb shit this got in today. When the insurrection happened, I said, this nigga, he done topped himself. He ain't even the president. His last day of presidency, he did that shit. That's how you go out. That was his last day. Because I think it was the inauguration for the next president supposed to be coming in. That on this nigga's last day, he said, I'm going to go out like a fucking champ. I'm going to have these crazy motherfucking white folks go storm this motherfucking captain.
I mean, a lot of them went to jail behind that.
Yeah, bro, that's a way to, you got to think that's a way to go out as a fucking, your last day of the job.
I met one of them.
You met one of the persons that did that shit? Oh, you live in Florida. I'm pretty sure they all down there.
Well, no, but yes. So the guy, but it wasn't when I moved down here. I met him before it happened, but hearing the after effects, get this. So the guy is a white guy, black baby mom.
What?
Oh, black baby mom. Yeah. And I call her baby mom. So black baby mom. And, that nigga was, that nigga didn't think he was going to be going to jail. You went to jail. Super went to jail. And he was like, oh, no. Yeah, bye. You and the rest of your white brethren. Yeah, he super duper fucking went to jail, dude. So,
hey,
yeah,
man, listen, you know what happened? The prison population for fucking skinheads went up. They fucking recruited hard. As soon as they came to prison, you for Trump? You're with us, boy.
My kind of guy, buddy.
You would.
Yeah, man. Listen, that is the way to go out. If you're going to lose your job, that's how you lose your job. You fucking go have them storm the place that you work at and just fuck it all up.
Where would you storm if you could? Where would you storm?
What? If I had what?
If you could. If it was time to storm somewhere, where would you storm?
Oh, man.
Old Navy.
Old Navy. Niggas talk shit about Old Navy.
Can't go storm Old Navy. It just get all the joggers.
All joggers. All joggers.
You goddamn right, dog. Oh, I just went to a Nike store yesterday.
You can get.
That's the biggest shit they make.
No, dog. I just went to a Nike store yesterday. I rate that shit. I'm looking at, like, I'm like, let me get a nice Nike sweatshirt. Boom. Jacket. Just the jacket. $150. I'm like, yeah.
Wow.
Pants. Oh, shit. $100. $250 yeah. for one outfit. I bought a polo shirt, a polo rugby joint yesterday. My wife's looking at me like, yo, this shit says $115. But it was at the outlet, so I still got it for $75. It's like, damn, I just paid $75 for a shirt. My old nigga brain is like starting to kick in. Like, this shit ain't adding up no more. It's like,
yo, real question. So you find yourself running into a good amount of money. Does it change how you shop? Like, will you convert from you buying the shit that you normally buy, like? Right now, you got a Levi's and Company shirt on. Do you find yourself straying away from buying your normal Levi's shirts, your regular cool T-shirts, your comfortable clothes, and actually becoming a person that buys polo, that goes to shop at more expensive stores? You know what I mean? That gains a better taste?
I would. No.
Would they say quality?
Only thing I do spend money on somewhat is my sneakers. That's maybe it. That's the only thing I'm willing to be like, all right. I'll spend $250 on these sneakers. That's because I don't wear them that often. Like, I'll wear the same. Once I get one comfortable shoe, I know I'll wear that shoe the fuck out. Whereas I still got a closet full of other shoes I may have worn once or twice. I ain't a Jordan dude like y'all are. You know what I'm saying? More of a LeBron, you know, type shit. I just bought me a fucking pair of black ones.
Think you're better than me?
Yeah, what?
Like, why'd you even add that? And, like, I just be going and buying Jordan. This nigga buys the Jordans. I buy when I can.
Sneakers that I like. You know what I'm saying?
I buy when I can. When I can, I buy some shit. You know what
I mean? I just seen some Nike Gore-Texes. I just seen some Nike Gore-Texes, some Air Maxes. They $160. I might have to go back and cop them shits because I got a hoodie to match the shit.
I would definitely not stop buying the shit that I buy. I would just expand and buy more. Like, to me, certain types of brands have better quality shit. So it's not about like, oh yeah, let me buy that Louis Vuitton. It's not that I want to buy Louis Vuitton. I could buy Johnny Vuitton if Johnny Vuitton has better quality. You know what I mean?
So but that one store you took me to that you really like, They were kind of expensive.
Scotch and soda. They were very expensive. And that's how I would shop. If I find something, especially if I'm slimming down regardless, if I find something that just I feel like would look good on me and I try it on and it fits. So now I'm worried about the fit. Because I'm in that awkward stage regardless. Like shit either don't fit me right or it fits me just right, or it just, you know, whatever. So if it fits me right and the design is good, it doesn't matter. If I got the money.
Let me ask you, you going to buy it. Now, remember we used to laugh at our uncles, them niggas used to come around, you got that Fly suit.
All right.
Nigga, what? Okay. No, dead ass. I had uncle say that to me once.
How long ago was this?
Yesterday.
Not long ago. This is, I was in my 20s. He was like, that few, nice ass Fly suit I got.
Back then, right?
No. Okay. In 2008,
almost 20 years
2008,
ago.
2008, Kev, nigga, rocking the Fly suit was the thing to rock in 2008.
No.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, but people tried to bring it back multiple times, and I'm not saying you can't.
I mean, Fly's come on the rise now.
I think if you got a Fly shirt and it happens to be Fly, see, only niggas that can dress can do it, though.
He can do it.
He couldn't do it.
I love my uncle death too, but it was like, nephew. I said no. She said what? I said no.
No, uncle. Let me try to tell you again. That. I said no, uncle.
Don't do that. I wonder if we are in that awkward stage where our kids looking at us like,
yes,
what the fuck is my dad got on?
Yes, you are there. I am there.
Yes.
The fuck?
Yeah,
you don't think so?
Damn, my son asked me for purple jeans. You ever heard of them shit?
Kev, you are.
Who?
You are in that awkward stage, sir. I am so sorry.
Where my daughter wonders what I'm wearing?
You might have the Jordans, nigga, but you are in that awkward stage.
I wear sweatsuits majority of the time.
Yeah, nigga. Jeans,
hoodie. My daughter thinks I dress cool. I'm sorry. I don't know about
for an old man. You dress cool. I don't know the guy.
Maybe you.
No. Put
the glasses on the shit and then
fuck you. Look, let's be real. Nah, let's be real, bro. Like with all of us, what it is what you saw as a kid, especially different from what they see now. Yeah. You don't see the same thing. What looks good to you, they're not gonna call you corny. You just not in their style. Like you're not in their style. You don't want to be.
No, I don't.
Like you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think
yes, you are in that awkward stage.
Yeah, because I bought a pair of Tims. My son's like, damn, why you? I bought myself a pair of Tims and my son this pair of Tims. Would not rock the Tims. But I got this nigga some UGG boots. What? I'm like, yo, why? No, niggas will rock UGG slippers and UGG boots over Tims.
My daughter is like, she dresses like how we would dress. Hoodies. Yeah. I mean, she'll wear like tights or joggers.
Normal.
You know what I mean? She's into Dunks. She's into Jordans. You know what I mean? And then she likes to get girly too. Get her nails done. Like she dresses like how I would want her to dress. Like today she had like a bubble jacket on with like these leggings with her Nike socks over her leggings. And then she had like a shirt inside. The bubble jacket matched the damn Dunk she had on. Damn. And her shirt and pants. So I was like, yo, I'm kind of proud that you growing up, you really know how to dress yourself. You know what I mean? So we don't feel the same when it comes to my kid wondering how I dress because I feel like she takes after me.
Let's not say your kid, just kids. Let's put it like that. I say kids.
I don't like anybody else's kids, but Kev's kids.
You can like other people's kids.
KB's kids, like family kids.
And you think all of them look at you like your Uncle Kev can dress?
I mean,
I'm asking you, nigga.
Know me. I don't know about Kev's kids because, like I said, Kev's kids do dress a little differently. Like his sons will play basketball and Crocs. Yeah. You know what I mean?
These niggas, they dress. I got one son, Kevin, he can dress. And then I got the other son, Ron Ron, who wants to dress like every fucking drill rapper in the fuck America. He's cool with just black, and black. Everything's just blacked out. Like mm-hmm. He dresses like a drill rapper. That's what he wants to look like.
Yeah, like, black might be his style.
No, black was my thing, but it's like, god damn, it's like, yo.
I see, Kev, because you wear a lot of black too. Now that
I know, I do.
Right now.
Nigga fucked me up. He came to me. He said, "Give me. I want a pair of purple jeans." I said, "All right, I make jeans? Money." They call purple label.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you just don't know. Okay.
I've heard of them before, though.
He gave me that shit. I said $300 for a pair of jeans.
Kev said? You bought a big spender.
Did you hear what Kev said?
He said purple jeans. He said purple jeans.
Kev said he asked me for a pair of purple jeans. I said, all right, I'm making money.
You ain't hear him say that?
Yeah, I didn't hear him say that.
You know, but I'm saying.
He can buy all the purple jeans.
But you got to think about this shit. Most of us came from a single parent mother household where the mom is a bunch of other kids in this motherfucker house and just one fucking income. I got a good job. Your mom got a good job. This is a two income parent home. My bills is paid up. I do have the money. I save my money. Let me see the jeans. I'll say $350 for a pair of jeans that you are going to. Man, he don't want to listen. Nah, I'm sorry.
$300 is going to get me.
That's not a
lot of pairs of jeans.
That's not an uncommon thing for you to say, bro.
Combination of things.
Regular niggas is not buying their kids $300 jeans.
I try to tell
some niggas do that though.
I try, drug dealers. Yeah, I try to tell my son like, yo, all my friends got them. I say your friends I'm gonna tell you, he don't want to know. I say your friends go to Cowtown or the other local swap meet. And they go buy these jeans and they rock them in school. And if you don't get too close on them, you don't realize it. What? Nah, my friend, we're all real shit. So I brought him an Essentials hoodie. That's the thing. Mm-hmm. So his friend had a Bape hoodie. So him and his friend swapped hoodies because he wanted to rock the Bape hoodie. I said, that hoodie fake as shit. Nah, this is real. My friend wears all real shit. I said, cool. I went on Google fake Bape and real Bape. Broke it all down, looked at it. He's like, it's fake. I said, yeah. Stop being gas. You can't tell it till you get up on it. Like back in the day, the quality shit, we used to buy them fake. I bought a fake Coogee sweater. All that shit was thin as fuck. I just wanted to have one. My mom wasn't going to spend, at the time, was $200 for a Coogee sweater. My mom ain't had that shit. I said, I'm just going to go buy me a $20 joint in fucking New York real quick in one of them the apartment buildings and shit. They used to, all right, bet. But shit was hella fake.
Back in the day, we had stands on Germantown Avenue and
Muslims.
The Tommy Hill, I mean, I ain't gonna say it. The Tommy Hill figure hoodies, you can actually spot them by sight. Most of them with the Tommy Hill figure written in cursive. I don't know why they chose to take that particular style and fake it, but that's what they did. So yeah, it was bad. And some niggas had it, and you could tell immediately. It was the tag. The tag would tell you immediately. It was like easy to spot a fake. So, you know, that's why once we got out of that, which we're not going to go back in the day. We're going to get out of this real soon. Just give me a second. That was in middle school when you could really spot a fake. It was Polo, Nautica, all that, you know, the big three, which we'll talk about later, the big three, Polo, Nautica, and what's the next one? It's the third one.
Polo, Nautica, and Tommy Hilfiger.
And Tommy Hilfiger, of course. I just said it.
Yeah.
So once we got out of middle school, and I'm pretty sure you guys are with me, is when we got into the white tee phase, and your jeans just had to be nice, or you had on a pair of Dickies. That's all you had to have. My whole outfit could just consist of my sneakers, which was Air Forces or fucking trees, and I was good, nigga.
With a white tee. I love, thank you. Thank you for the white tee era.
Well, it graduated from white tees to any color tee at that point, you know what I'm saying? Especially niggas had the red tees, they had the black tees.
Nah, we ain't wear those.
Nigga, I wore white.
You was walking around with a red tee, you crazy.
Why?
You had an orange tee on too?
Red tee? I don't remember seeing no orange tees.
You see a red tee?
No, because Cam will tell you what he did, because we used to wear the white tee with a red tee underneath and fold your sleeve up one time.
Disgusting.
And your Air Forces, if you had all white with red Air Forces, they matched your tee that you had on.
Disgusting, nigga. Y'all Jersey niggas would freak shit too much. You ain't need to freak it like that. Wear your black tee or your white tee. You wore the only shit you wore is the shit you got.
Everybody ain't got a store. Everybody trying to be like y'all niggas.
Yeah, y'all niggas.
You could get from a corner store. Black or white.
To have our own style? No.
Blue jeans.
Wow, what's the difference now between if you were, because it was just a regular tee? Couldn't be colored?
Couldn't be colored.
Nah.
What the fuck are you coming to school for in a blue tee?
You didn't hear what we did. We had
I heard you, nigga. It still was
you
wet.
You can see the blue tee right here with the white tee.
You had your fitted cap. You know?
You had your fitted cap. That's your tee.
It was trash. Did you put a pack of cigarettes in there and roll that shit up too?
Doing that shit in Philly, because I'm pretty sure I seen
a cigarette behind your ear.
A color tee on, nigga, underneath. I gotta look, but I'm pretty sure I seen that shit. I'm pretty sure.
I'm just saying.
Now as a grown ass man, I buy the big three. Like, I go actually to the store and buy the big three. I may buy it here and there. Like, you see me with the Levi shit, it's cool. But I seen the Nautica jacket I want. I got it. I went and bought the Polo. Like I said, just when we bought, always wanted the Polo rugby. I couldn't afford it as a kid. I can't afford it as a man, so I bought it. Yeah.
I just buy what I like, yo. If it's comfortable, if I like it, like the way it looks, like the way it fits, it goes with something like a pair of kicks I got at the crib. As long as it looks somewhat fashionable, I really don't even give a fuck. I'm not here going to the Polo store to purposely buy Polo jeans because I gotta have Polo jeans. I mean, I like Levi jeans. They fit me too. Good, and them shits be like $40. You know what I mean? $50. Yes, you catch them on the sale, you get two for $50. You know what I mean? And
yes, sir.
And they come in all colors and all styles. I mean, that's my shit. But I got all different types of jeans that I've never heard of. You know what I mean? Shit, Richard Simmons and. Or I got a pair of jeans called Ben Simmons.
Hey, bro. No. That ain't. First of all, where the fuck did you get Richard Simmons jeans? We can't even find the real Richard Simmons. We haven't seen that nigga in at least 10 years.
He
gave you jeans.
Yeah, some real shit. I had a I had a
machine
subscription from Threadbeast. So I used to get I wouldn't really go shopping. I would just get the box per month. I was
that's where Richard Simmons been.
And they were
they got to work in a sweatshop.
Ben Simmons jeans. I kind of want to go get them to see what, but I know it's a Simmons for sure. But I put the shits on. They was comfortable as hell. They fit good. You know what I'm saying? I like the way they look. I was like, oh, Kevin, fuck that. You know what I'm saying?
Kevin, Ben Simmons jeans. You can't shoot your shot in that jeans, bitch.
Benzino jeans.
I don't give a fuck what they call nowadays. You know
me either. I don't.
Half the time I try to find like people that I know who have clothing lines, so I can. We don't have close friends that like own lines for jeans and shit like that. But when it comes to shirts, hoodies, right. I try to buy their clothes. You know what I mean? And I don't care if I'm just wearing them around the house to wear them around the house, but. I'm not out here picky and choosy about clothes. I buy shirts from Target, my nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? I got Super Mario shirts. You know what I mean? I still got Dragon Ball Z shirts. I got button-ups. I tell you one thing, and I love my pop, yo. My dad had me come over. He's just giving us mad shit, just giving mad shit away. They redoing their house and redoing the basement, all types of shit. He's got to get rid of shit. This nigga gave me a suitcase full of sweaters. You know what I'm saying? Full of sweaters. Now, people be like, sweaters, nigga? Yeah, but all types of sweaters.
Tommy Hilfiger, he a different nigga. Yeah,
sweaters, polo sweaters, zip up sweaters. You know what I mean? Some of these joints ain't even been worn. Mm-hmm. He gave me like 30 sweaters. You know what I mean? Now I'm out here looking for a job so I can work in the office so I can
wear sweaters every day and shit.
Yo, these joints are fly. Yo,
yeah.
I'm gonna let you see them, Kev. You're gonna be like, yo, your dad gave you these? These ain't like no regular. These is like Bill Cosby level Echelon, tier sweaters, you know what I mean? Bro, my dad's sweater game still tight. I mean,
dad always been a fly nigga. Your dad,
right. You know that's why I say your dad a different nigga.
My dad probably got more suits than Steve Harvey, for real. Your dad been a fly nigga. You know what I mean? And, when he came through, he was like, yeah, come see if you want. I got a couple sweaters. He talked like, first of all, the sweaters that I took, I only took the ones that could fit me. And it was still maybe a good like 20 sweaters left. You know what I mean? That I told my cousin Ty. He was like, oh, I got to go get them sweaters. As soon as he's seen the joints I got. I got a pair of kicks for every one of them joints too. It's crazy.
And the thing is, two things. Like now that you said sweaters, it's weird because me, I'm almost 40. You guys are 40. There's this guy that I work with now and it's weird because he had a sweater on yesterday and I liked it. She was like red and zipped up. I said, yo, that's a fly ass sweater. Like, I never thought I would say that in my fucking life. That, yo, that's a fly ass sweater, my nigga. But here's the weird shit. I was like, damn, I fuck with that sweater. I'm working with this nigga. So me and him together all day, everybody saying the same shit to him. Like, damn, bro, I like that sweater. Like, mad people. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's just a nice sweater. Sometimes you got, you know what I mean? Like, you don't have to wear like some street shit for some shit to be fly. That's like sweaters be fly if you can freak them like that.
I just think we at an age where, I mean, you do want to be comfortable, but you do look at shit more fashionable. Cause back then we were just rocking whatever we seen the fucking rapper wearing. It was just some regular shit, just sneakers.
I seen them niggas wear nasty sweaters. I ain't gonna lie, rappers wore some nasty sweaters.
Oh yeah, rappers nowadays. These niggas nowadays wear some just nasty shit all the time. I seen a picture of who was it? It was Lil Wayne and 2 Chainz. They was at some fashion
a sweater party.
No, they was at a fashion thing. These niggas thought they was tripped out. They thought they got these big ass clothes that's too big, and then they got these big Space Mountain boots that look like they're 20 size. Like, why do we always got to look like the fucking clowns when we go to a fashion?
When it comes to shit like that, I'm pretty sure they're getting paid to wear some of these items to places so they can, you know what I mean, get their brands off. And they collecting a check out of that. You know what I mean? That's my honest opinion. I mean, I'm pretty sure they collect a check out of that. Yo, can you wear this for like the next week? Here's another 70 grand just for wearing the clothes type shit. Oh, quick check. Let me get that. You know what I mean? Yeah. And these
or free clothes.
Crowd, or free clothes. And the younger crowd see it and it automatically becomes popular because of a person that they admire is wearing this. We were the same way, bro. Remember that jersey phase? Remember the headband phase?
Kev's still in it. He's still in that phase.
I'm not in the jersey. Shut the fuck up, man.
You are in. Hey, bro, you are definitely 2005.
I got some jerseys. Still.
That's when your time stamp stopped. Like 2005.
I got some jerseys sometimes in the summertime. You know what I mean?
He said my time.
Yeah, 2005. That's where when they check, when they open your whatever the fuck you got back here and check your timestamp, 2005 expired.
That's what it is. Because Kev loved him some 9.7 Maxes. So I think that's where it stops. I mean,
they were amazing.
You know what I mean? When Kev buys sneakers now, Kev is buying bronze, Tim's, 9.7 Maxes. Yeah, he won't do the 9.5s. You know what I'm saying?
So I just like right now, I think I'm in the I'm really into the fucking like the Nike Tech sweatsuits. Like I love them shits. Like they're if expensive. I could just own, if I could own 10 pair in every different color of them with some fly ass kicks, I am good with life. I hate jeans because they don't fit right.
Don't come to my fucking party with no Nike Tech, nigga. Get the fuck out.
Get out.
I personally like Nike Tech too. I got Tech suits. But
come to your party in a Nike Tech suit. I would come to your shit dressed the fuck up, but it's just like, I don't. I'm just.
What kind of party you having, Dre? We got to wear glasses too?
Gotta wear the fucking glasses you got on this goddamn face. You gotta wear it like a fucking nerd.
You know what I mean? Do I gotta come in and be somebody I'm not? I mean, I don't know what's going on.
No, just don't wear a Nike Tech.
And nigga look like Carl. Carl Clint with them glasses on.
The party way.
Are you with those nigga who stole Superman glasses?
You look like you're ready to go to the phone booth right now.
Mark Kent, sir. Excuse me, and I'm protecting my fucking eyes.
Nigga, you look like you work at a KFC drive-thru with them fucking glasses on your face. What the fuck?
That's what they wear, or I look like Colonel Sanders?
You look like
the black Colonel KFC Sanders. Who the fuck said coming in with the Nike with the zip-up sweater? It's crazy.
Somebody got their shit on private. That's what it is.
Nah, y'all got to tear y'all shit off, man.
With the zip-up sweater is insane, bro.
That's fucking Pierre, motherfucking ass.
With the jaw.
Cardigan with the ascot.
The ascot is fucking wild. With sweatpants.
Nike Tech at the bottom,
but that's what it's saying.
Party down low, business up top.
Yeah, why not? Like you had a fucking interview on a computer, but that's I think our styles. Like that's what this shit is. Like me, I think hip hop. Yo, I just started realizing how much suits cost, nigga.
Yeah,
the fact that your pop got so many suits, that's a flex to me, nigga. Suits are
I never see him wear the same suit.
You talk about a Nike Tech. Nigga, go get a suit. Yeah.
I've never seen my dad wear the same suit twice.
Nigga, bro, a good suit, which I'm pretty sure he has good suits. A good suit, I would say 200 plus, but it's up there.
It's like 15.
For a great suit.
A good suit. 15. It's pretty great suit, bro. When it comes to dressing up. Shout outs to Big Kev.
Sometimes got it. Unlike
niggas
your dad,
you look like a bank teller.
I might be. I tell girls I work in finance. They won't know.
And it's to do
a good credit. What? Wait, put that back up.
Good credit and a sermon to do.
Listen, I wanted the jokes. That's why I wore them on the podcast. I want the jokes. Please keep it going. Tell your friends while you're at it. Bro.
You look like you look at feet pictures all day. That's the type of nigga you look like. You don't even got a hair. You don't even got to line up with glasses on. That's the fucking
yo. You just cried. Why you put me in that category, bro?
Cause you got the fucking glasses on. Take the shits off.
This nigga put me in the crazy line up.
You say you are something nice to go with the glasses.
I mean, that's good enough.
This nigga got the Malcolm X fours on his face, man.
Yeah.
The fuck out.
Yeah. I mean, in actuality, these are $25 blue light blocker glasses, so they're not cool. They're just doing a job. They're doing a job, but I love it. But yo, Kev got, listen, I love my dad. Kev got his dad, like, he got some, I would never take clothes from my dad, yo. My dad, probably like around 90 something, he lost it. He lost the style, John, man. Whenever you got knit caps and shit like that, your shit just ain't got no team on them. You just got a cap with, it's just blank. I'm like, yeah, Pop, I'm sorry. Man, just, you can't.
Your own shit embedded.
It's just blank. It's just blank. Look, it's got blank. Like, where you buy that at? Like, nah, Dad, we can't do it.
I got a cousin like that. I love him to death. The flyest cousin out there. But his
don't mean it's not sharp.
His blank cap matches just the color of his shirt he got on. He got dress pants on with the crease in them.
And yo, that don't mean you ain't sharp. That just means that if you got clothes, they ain't for me. I can't fit them anyway, but they ain't for me.
Nigga, you cover, you walk around every day on business casual. Like, what the fuck?
Like, you're right, exactly. Like, nah. Business. What else you got?
Yeah, you want to come out the house every day like business casual? Nah, dude, we're not doing
it. Oh, last time I took my dad's clothes, I was in substitute teacher door. Wait, where is that at?
This nigga had to mention the name. I didn't mention the name, cuz.
You pulled that shit up, though. Damn sure pulled it up.
Yeah, you did. You were still the car. Nah, I'm just coming in, nigga. I put the comments on the screen, nigga.
Uh-huh. I bet. Nigga wanted to just fry somebody up so bad.
But I love that nigga to death, man. That nigga is the life of every party, man. If you don't have him at your party, your shit is, you gotta have him there. Him and my mom together, they make the life of the party.
I introduce myself to Randy every time I see him. Just because. He did that shit like 5 times. I said, all right, now I'm gonna make this a joke. For the next 30 years, nigga, I'm gonna introduce myself to you every time I see you.
Hey, what's your name again, sir? I'm cussing Randy. Randy the man. Randy the only nigga, his shit, all his shit matches. Randy got his time stamp in like 86. If I got nine, his shit got stamped in 86.
Yo, one day we're gonna talk about our time stamps, yo.
No, we got to. Cause yo, I had to think about this shit one time. Like, I always, you ever see like crackheads? I hate this. You ever see crackheads at like a barbecue and they start dancing? You're like, what the fuck are they doing? Like, you just be looking at the crazy dance they be doing. You see it, right?
I don't invite crackheads to my barbecue.
Nah, but you can
tell me what happens at yours.
But you never had a block party, a crackhead just be on the block party. They just be like, just they hear the music, they start dancing. But you ever see a crackhead dance? Tell me you haven't.
There was never a party, though.
But you see them dance, you're like, what the fuck are they doing? Mm-hmm. And then I had to look. And I go back and see like dance moves from the 70s and the 80s and the 90s. Like, that's the last time, the last dance, they remember the dance they did before the time they got high. That was the last shit they remember. Everything else just been getting high from here on since.
This is
the last thing they remember. So their brain didn't, you know what I mean, like didn't evolve with like, yo, it's the 90s niggas dance. There's different. Let me learn some different dance moves. It's like the last time I got high. Whoop. That's where my dance moves are stuck at.
Well, wait. That might be all of us, other than getting high. So, what do y'all think y'all dance moves are now? Like, where do you think your dance moves
man.
Are at? Seriously.
I realize I'm on some two-step bullshit right now. I'll be seeing kids shit now. I was like, yo, I'm not doing what y'all doing. What the fuck is that?
You don't do the gritty?
Who's doing the giddy through a party? Like, how do you do that through a party? But how do you do that through a party? Like, where
wrestlers when they came in the ring,
you know? Ah, look, or they be tapping they shuffling me. All this bullshit. Like, how the fuck you dance with a girl doing all that dumb shit?
You don't. Like, that's the point. You don't dance with women. Frank. Y'all niggas be doing some crazy shit. Y'all be doing some fucking. Y'all niggas is choreographed.
y'all come here with choreographed dance moves.
Them niggas was on some shit last night at Calvin party. They was in there getting it, and Calvin fucking checked out. Got motherfucking had to make sure he was alive today. Like, I realized that shit too last night. I was like, damn, man, we all in there having a good time at this par with a bunch of old ass women with bedazzled clothes on and shit they can't even fit in no more. The niggas, we in here looking crazy. We still rocking shit that we thought was fly in 2002, but we having a great time. I said, this is an old nigga bar. We officially old niggas. We got stamped in an old nigga's bar, but it's a good time. There's no fighting, ain't no drama. I ain't got to worry about getting shot. The girls dance. They ain't stuck up. It's like, damn, I guess this is the last time I remember having fun.
Bedazzled, bro.
Yeah, you know them old hoes be wearing that bedazzled shit. Bro. They ain't got bedazzled hats on. Everything matches. They just be always, old women always got to be extra fucking shiny. Well, they always shiny as fuck.
That's different, though. Bedazzled is before us. Like, if you bedazzled, you're a grandmother.
Oh, yeah, them old.
Grandmothers bedazzle.
They be bedazzled with them leather pants. Like, I seen a couple bitches in there last night with a cane that was just out there just doing their two steps with a cane. But I had a good-ass time.
That's all that counts.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, I did.
What'd you have on?
I told you, I had a polo rugby on with some, with my girl, and some black ones, some regular jeans, some black ones on. Cause I don't want nobody stepping on my sneakers. I was stuck in 2002. I was like, my girl's like, you wore black Air Force Ones? That is all I used to wear is black Air Force Ones. I don't have them.
Air Force Ones?
Yeah.
They wrinkled at the front?
No, I still had the. My girl like, you still walk like you might have this step of Air Force Ones. I said, yeah, I'm not creasing the fronts. Like, niggas a certain way you walk with Air Force One.
Okay, well, as soon as you got it, you chose violence.
Yeah. Yeah, the costume jewelry with them. Listen, they cleared the whole fucking shit out. But I'm saying.
Kev, you definitely had your, you had your toes balled up like a monkey, right?
I loosened the straps all the way in the front, so them shits just flop, so you're not creasing. Them shits are just mad loose. It's different ways to walk Air Force Ones that you can keep from creasing the front. Only niggas that wear crease front Air Force Ones, them niggas don't work. Them niggas have no job. Once your shit gets creased, some shit goes in the trash. Niggas rocking, walking around with creased Air Force Ones, them niggas don't work. They got no life.
I wish I could refute that. You're right.
Come on. You can't give a fuck about your feet if you wear creased Air Force Ones.
Yeah, like, you're right.
Or dirty Air Force Ones.
They only crease one direction. Today, them shits curl backwards.
Mm-hmm. Them niggas
like trying to a fruit roll up.
But them niggas, you ever see them niggas? Them niggas got their shit to be dirty, they be creased, and they be mad tight. If you got your Air Force Ones tied up so tight that you got to untie your shits and do one of these moves where you got to open the sides of the sneakers to take them off your feet, you don't give a fuck about life. You don't. Don't fight that nigga. Listen, it's levels to Air Force Ones. It's white Air Force Ones. Them niggas is calm. Then you got the black Air Force Ones. Them niggas is dangerous. Then you got the niggas who strap the top of the strap of their Air Force Ones. Those niggas is extremely dangerous. And the niggas who tie their Air Force Ones and their crease and their dirty, they don't give a fuck about life. Watch yourself.
Yeah. One's a yellow belt, one's a black belt.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? There's black Air Force One energy, then there's just dirty, tied tight Air Force One energy.
He's a nigga that'll throw dirt in your eye. He's a nigga that'll do anything to win. He'll do anything to fucking win. That nigga is picking up a tire iron and fucking letting you have it. Think about it. He don't care where you go with this shit. That nigga will go to the depths of hell with them shoes on.
That nigga will find a half a board and beat you with it, dog.
Yeah, he only work on roofs.
So dirty, y'all.
Nigga work on roofs all day long with them fucking Air Force Ones that he got on.
Don't give a fuck what happens. Nigga don't give a fuck. That nigga step in a puddle everything with them Air Force Ones. That nigga run a fool with them shit on his feet.
Yeah, right. That's the nigga that'll come to your house to beat you up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You argue with a nigga and you look down and you see them Air Force Ones, you better automatically start apologizing. Because you in for a fucking fight literally for your life. You might die within this fight.
I'm answering my door with glasses on. Just like this. You wouldn't hit a man with glasses, would you? That's all I'm doing.
That's the type of nigga that'll bite you during the fight.
Anybody anything.
Yeah, I know, right? He don't care about nothing. Yeah, that nigga will bite you.
As the kind of nigga to bite during the fight.
A nigga that'll, this goes the same for Shell Toes, buddy. Yep. Whoever that is. Same for Shell Toes.
Yeah, Shell Toes, Adidas niggas. Y'all niggas think, y'all swear.
Y'all don't keep KRS One.
They swear KRS One is still the best rapper alive.
Oh, shit.
I mean, he is, but they swear he can just take on anybody. He could drop a record now and it'd be hot. Like, it'd be hot for y'all.
Yeah, it would. Mel thought the same thing.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, they swore Melly.
Hot garbage.
They niggas swore Melly Mel annihilated Eminem with that track. Them niggas swore by it.
What'd he say? You're the piss on the ground in the elevator of rap. Hey, nigga. Somebody recorded that bullshit, too. Somebody was in there like, I would have told him, get the fuck out my studio, dad. Get the fuck out of you. You got, matter of fact, you got grandkids to watch. Get the fuck out of here. That's what you should be doing.
Oh,
so.
My gosh. That nigga would have punched the shit out of you. That nigga Melly Mel biggest.
Who this? Who said Jay-Z sold it. More than 50? Was this an argument that y'all had? That got to be lie.
Yeah, this is lie.
Yeah, what? All right. What's conversation is this? They said Jay-Z sold more than 50 on one album.
What?
Or all time?
Listen, man. If this is lie, this is you have a Nas and Jay-Z debate that you do not want to take on. You will lose. I don't have any.
You know what? You know what? I hate rap. I hate producers. I hate y'all niggas now, man. I hate the niggas who rap and produce.
Damn, Dre, is that bad?
I just hate it, man. Because it's just no. Like we either living in the back of it, which I find myself doing. We either saying that the rapping, we either talking about lyrics. I work with all young niggas. So we either talking about lyrics. Like I told them the other day, I said, yo, Kodak Black's terrible.
Oh, nigga, why did you say
that? I don't know why I said that.
In the state of Florida, nigga, you must have been asking for a fight.
I don't know why I said that. Oh, and I work with Haitians.
Oh, yeah, you was just being disrespectful.
Yeah.
Them niggas about to whip your ass before they went to their next job.
Dog, I'm saying.
If I ain't had to drive this Uber pool, I'd have fucked you up.
Yo, so you so lucky, Zo. You so lucky. Niggas call everybody Zo.
You don't like Kodak?
So I was trolling. So I don't think he's good at rapping. But I said, I like a couple of this kid's songs, but I said, I don't know what the world sees in him. Like, I really don't know. And because I'm really confused. I'm like, well, he's not out here killing shit as far as lyrical content, but they connect with him. And the guy told me something interesting. He says, well, his mom practices voodoo.
Ooh.
And I said, well, that's interesting. What do you mean by that? Why you think he's so popular? I said, oh, shit. And then he said, he's not even allowed in Haiti. I said, what?
What?
Apparently not. Yeah, nah, he ain't even allowed in Haiti. And this is real Haitian motherfuckers I'm talking to. I'm not talking to niggas who, like, just niggas from up north that's like, yeah, my mom Haitian. No, these is niggas that are like, this is crazy down here. These niggas Haitian.
Yeah. Six jobs, walk around with a machete, that type Haitian Haitian.
See, that's racist. Because that's not what Haiti is over down here.
Okay.
But apparently, as an American, if you do go to Haiti, you can get kidnapped.
What? That's why niggas go to DR. They like, I'm not crossing that DR and Haiti borderline.
Apparently there too, by the way. So all y'all niggas that's going down there with the whores, apparently the whores trap you and get you kidnapped. I'm hearing this from these people, by the way.
Oh, yeah. They telling the truth. They not lying because listen, can't tell
them niggas get you kidnapped, nigga.
Can't tell them niggas in the yard. None of them niggas be in there stroking, be having fun. I got me two big booty whores, and next thing you know, you're sold into slavery,
bro. What you're would you in the do if they kidnap you?
For what?
Both of y'all, tell
what
me.
What I have to offer? What the fuck I offer? Yeah,
you American? It don't matter,
bro. I'll tell them straight, like, dog. I'm black and American, and I'm middle class. They not giving you shit for me. Yeah.
You'll be safe. Me and you will not.
Oh, you and Kev?
Yeah. You'll be safe. Me and you will definitely be not, bro.
Why? Because y'all light skin?
Yeah.
So what they got against light skin motherfuckers?
I don't know, but I hear it every day.
Yeah, because y'all think y'all too pretty. That's y'all fucking problem. Y'all do. That nigga, especially that? That, especially that Puerto Rican nigga right there. That nigga used to have his braids in his hair. Nigga,
you hear the jealousy that come from this nigga? Meanwhile, this nigga tried to get braids. He was talk. Mad. He See, was mad. Nigga talk. How you mad about what? How long this nigga with his
I wasn't mad. Just...
You hear how he sound? You know, sound bitter as hell.
I'm just imagining this nigga doing this.
Yeah, that's what that nigga was doing. Like, flapping his braids in the air.
But what would y'all do if y'all got kidnapped?
Yeah,
the first thing you would do.
I'm fighting for my life, bro. You gonna have to kill me. I am not going to be the person that's just going to be kidnapped.
You're going to be working in a cobalt mine.
I'm about to say, I don't think they'll have any qualms of killing you. They're like, that's not... Nah, I don't think you're taking the stand you think you're taking. You'll have to kill me. Okay.
They pull out big rusty-ass machete.
Go get us another one.
There ain't no coming back either, however you
look. I don't think there's no coming back.
So I might as well try to make do what I can. I'm going to figure something the fuck out. First of all, I'm not going to be in that situation. You know what I mean? Because I ain't going to DR look for no goddamn whores to pay so I could be in a room waiting for niggas to come in there with machetes ready to treat me like a shish kebab.
Get everything you got. Get naked, nigga. Because they take they take your passport. They take your passport, they take your money, and they make you pay a ransom for your passport. Sometimes they just take your passport, make you pay a ransom for your passport because you can't leave their country. So they like, give me all the money you got to get a passport back.
And then they off you. Take all
can you imagine?
Let me go home, dog.
Can you imagine, though, having a whole wife and family and you looked at as like the perfect husband, church man, and you got to explain to your wife how you got kidnapped to get the money?
Mm-hmm.
Where were you at? You're supposed to be on a resort. Well,
this big guy
on a resort. They pulled me off.
Booty bitch. He did. She did something, and I just didn't know what to do. I'm sorry. I followed the booty.
Yes. Listen, you got to explain that shit. So you think your wife gonna give you money to get your passport back after she heard you was fucking a fucking Dominican whore? She guess you out there tricking too now, nigga.
She would when I lied to her. Think I'm gonna call her with the truth? I'm gonna have to tell the Haitian niggas, shut the fuck up, shut up.
Shut the fuck up, nigga.
I was shopping, looking for a Bible. And they caught me when I was shopping for a Bible. I don't know what happened. You have to believe me, I'm wearing glasses.
Yeah.
But I would tell her anything to get me back, and then that's what we would have to do. But apparently, like, the dude, he be trolling me, though, so I don't know if he was telling the truth. He was like, yo, they kidnapped you for $1 million. And I'm like, how the fuck am I supposed to get $1 million? They said they don't care. I'm like.
But they just think every American guy walking around with $1 million?
Yes.
If I'm walking around with $1 million, dog, hey, I'm not going to Haiti.
And I'm getting better whores.
Two. I'm making sure I'm staying somewhere where I got armed fucking guards and my shit is locked air fucking tight. All y'all niggas going through metal detectors. You bring your whore to me.
How much you think $1 million is?
Nigga, $1 million is not. Listen, you can stay somewhere for $10,000 for the week and it'd be fly.
You're right. You're definitely right about that.
These niggas go get a hotel. It should be. Oh man, shit, $400 for the week. Where we at? Oh nigga, we're a little outside the hood. Outside the hood means behind your backyard is the hood. Like you turn around and shit is just, nigga, I rolled through DR. This shit was crazy. I'm looking at this shit, looking up in this shit like, nigga, where's this cab dude taking us to? Oh, I'm taking you to a nice beach. Don't worry about that. I'm like, nigga, this looks like one continuous block in Camden. I just rolled through Camden.
Better jump out.
Nigga, I listen. The one dude, he looked like he was doing some funny shit with the cab. I looked at my brother and brother looked at me. We just nodded. We automatically had in our mind, I'm going to steal this nigga. You're going to choke him and grab the steering wheel. And we just going to tie this nigga up, throw him in the back. He are hostage. It is what it is. It's just him. We just got to figure out how to get back to the boat. That's it. Once I got pop out on the boat, nigga, you get your car back. I don't give a fuck.
This nigga say what you... he's our hostage. Yeah. What you keeping him for?
To get back to the boat. Like, if you start... He kept making these turns. He kept turning down these streets, and I'm looking at this shit like... This shit looking mad suspect. Looking mad dangerous. I kept looking at my brother, and brother looked at me, went just like this. We knew what it meant. We knew exactly what it meant. It didn't have words, didn't have to... He knew that I'm about to hit this nigga. This nigga don't make the right turn to get us to this beach within the next 10 minutes. Finally got to the beach. It's like...
Look at Kev. Yeah.
That nigga over there fighting demons in his sleep.
I'm wake up, Kev. What make you think I'm asleep?
This.
I'm watching y'all. I'm just high as sun. Don't worry about what the fuck I'm doing.
Don't ever get that high. Don't ever get that high where you look like you're in a trance, in a fucking dope trance. Don't do that.
Dope fiend lead on the podcast.
Got them glasses zooming in on niggas, nigga.
That's exactly what I'm doing. What the fuck going on? It's a focal in there.
Dope fiend lead, dope. What you smoking, nigga? You think you're just
dope.
Smoking good weed, I tell you that.
Dope. Smoking dope.
Can't keep going down head looking like a fucking goober. Tell the rest of the story.
Listen, when y'all was a kid, did y'all know what dope meant? On TV, I mean, because, you know, they like on Saved by the Bell, they would say, don't do dope, like on their little drug jones. Oh, I never, they I were talking about, heroin. They were talking about weed. No, they were talking about, weed. About
heroin.
I used to think dope was like weed.
Nah, that's what they were saying. We thought dope was heroin.
I thought it was heroin. I'm from the hood. I'm like, why are these niggas telling? Nobody, only the people that do dope is fiends. Doing goddamn dope. And they ain't talking about weed.
Dope, like, come on.
This dope, nigga, that's bad. You don't smoke dope. No, you don't smoke dope. You inject it, nigga. That's how I was looking at the TV.
All right, bro.
You don't smoke it. You inject it, nigga. Okay. Nah, I'm serious. You
know, Kev was always to the max when it came to shit like that, like weed and shit. He was the baddest thing in the world to him until he tried edibles for the first time.
Because, man, when you grow up,
I don't want to lose my family. Wait, what?
Man, listen, y'all niggas ain't never see what that shit looked like really firsthand. Like, y'all was like really adjacent to fucking fiends and shit like that. I actually seen that shit up close. So, yeah, I don't want to do drugs. I seen the shit up close. I'm just saying, y'all niggas looking at the crackhead down the street laughing. It's, you know what I'm saying? Like, I seen the shit up close. It's like, oh, shit could go left quick. Like, I don't know
what the hell they got to do with weed.
Okay, buddy.
I don't know, because every time I heard nigga told me in their class, that leads to crack. That's all I had to hear. That leads to crack. Oh, nigga, I know what crack does.
That is the
I see that shit every day.
Weed does not lead to crack.
Man, they told me that in third grade. I took that shit to heart.
Now I have heard people say, like, oh, somebody offered me crack and I said, oh, well, I smoke so much weed and it, you know, I wanted to, like, yeah, in the early 90s, but I don't think that it leads to anything more now.
Nigga,
I personally don't think somebody phone ringing.
That's not mine. Kev just got the phone call. He got the phone call he did not want to get today.
He instantly fell asleep again. That's what happened.
Hell, you can't be sleep. No dope. Now I know the podcast, nigga. You just gave me.
They on the voicemail though.
Yeah, but you know, I think we wrapped this one up pretty good.
Let me wrap it up, man. Listen, it was just one of them episodes. We just had some.
You don't have to explain it.
Yeah, man, fuck you, nigga.
You don't
fuck you and your glasses, nigga. Fuck you and your glasses.
You know how Kev do. Yeah, man, we was just coming in here playing around with y'all, you know. And as I say that I don't want to say that, I always say.
Then it gets into another story. We on this for another 25 minutes.
Man, fuck y'all. You get your
guilty
fucking hair
cut. With the stories.
Yeah, if you want green screen away from fucking looking like you having a hostage situation in fucking Saudi Arabia, then get the fuck out of here. It's over there looking like a fucking Taliban with that black screen behind you. We have hostage.
Like a bullet.
Don't let a white girl walk in that room. They're gonna be storming your crib.
You got a baby
white girl.
It's bound to happen. I don't know what you're talking about. It's definitely going to happen. It's 100% chance.
He's like a gas station fucking attendant, nigga. Fuck out of here. I can't argue with you, nigga.
The more racist it gets.
All right, Paul.
All right, Abdul.
Kevin is part of cancel culture.
Abdul is a gas attendant. Nigga, let me give you where the black miles and the fucking... Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Opinionated Podcast. If you love today's episode, make sure to subscribe. Leave a review. 5 stars. We don't want nothing less. If you're an artist, actress, a songwriter, an author, or you're doing something that's interesting and you want to be a guest on our show, please email us at opinionatedpodcastddk@gmail.com. That's opinionatedpodcastddk@gmail.com. Thank you. Have a blessed day.